Let's get to the Sydney Kings, though, right now. Kings back at home on Sunday against the Tassie Jack Jumpers. That's at Kudos Bank Arena. It is the first time since the championship-winning game, but let's do a little bit of review mode first because we're really appreciative of DJ Vasiljevic coming on the program today, having played last night in New Zealand. Kings beating the Breakers. I don't know whether the sun's ever shone brighter on the Kings. DJ, it must be great fun being part of the Kings at the moment. You must love turning up to work and doing your job.
Yeah, 100%. And first of all, thanks for having me. But yeah, no, it's been great fun. Obviously, you know, we're playing winning basketball. So every time you're winning, it makes life much easier.
The on-the-road streak is quite incredible. I know it was broken recently, but then you got straight back on the horse last night and beating the Breakers in New Zealand. I'm sure all teams would like to know. Maybe all teams from all sports would like to know. What's the secret for being so successful on the road, which is what the Kings are at the moment?
I think everyone sees us as like a villain on the road. So I think we embrace the villain in us, and then we usually play great team basketball on the road, and we love playing with each other. So, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. And, yeah, I mean, we're a great team on and off the court. So the chemistry we built off the court just translates on the court so much easier. So I think that's why we're playing such successful basketball on the road this year.
DJ, you guys will be out to squash the ants again in Tassie as you head back to Kudos Bank Arena. This is the first time since the championship-winning game.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be ready for us. You know, obviously, the kind of a revenge game for them. Yeah, we haven't played them yet, so it'll be interesting. But again, to play, you know, Tassie at home, grand final rematch, like on a Sunday, who doesn't want to come out to that and watch us hoop? So that'll be a great game, and yeah, I look forward to it.
You famously put the Jack Jumpers to the sword with a game-winning three in game two in Hobart, giving the Kings the edge in the championship series. Can we expect take
do it again.
Two?
Do it again. Do it again, DJ. Do it twice.
I mean, anything can happen in the game of basketball, obviously. But, you know, we've had a few close contests at home, so I wouldn't, you know, go by it. But, yeah, I look forward to it. And, obviously, we play the Jack Jumpers in Tassie on January 27th. So I expect kind of a lot of booze when I kind of enter the stadium. So it'll be interesting to see.
DJ, are you aware of the fan adulation you get at the Kings? Our producer Ben was there last weekend watching it and highlighted the number of kids that have their jersey. They have your number, your name. They want to be like you. You're aware of that support you're getting from the fan base of the Kings, and it must be very humbling.
I mean, yeah, it's amazing to see. Obviously, I'm in a little bit of a shooting slump, so I don't think why people want to be me right now. So, but again, that's just the game of basketball. And yeah, I work out a lot of kids on the side in the Sydney area. So, you know, I try to give back to the community. So for them to show up, you know, support the Kings, but wear my jersey is kind of big. So, you know, I thank all the Sydney Kings fans for that for sure.
Well, it's great when Kudos Arena's rocking. I mean, and it really has become. And all the feedback is, I mean, it is amazing, and we say winning cue is all things, so it does help that the side's winning and your championship-winning side, but it's more to that, what Chase Buford has done. Would you say, DJ, is there some sort of secret ingredient that the team have at the moment? I mean, yes, you've got to have that competitive edge and win, but there also is the entertainment element that goes hand-in-hand with your sport that you all seem to buy into.
Yeah, I think it's just building a culture, that's really it. So, you know, I think we've built a great culture. We have great local players. You know, we've had great inputs. So, yeah, it'll be, we've just done really good. So, I think it's just the culture aspect of it that's just helped us. So, it's been really well.
Yeah, well, the old adage from other sports, it's harder to defend a title than to win one, would you say? Is that ringing true at the moment?
I think, obviously, we're the hunters because we won last year. But, again, we're playing really good basketball. And I think we can get a little bit better. I mean, Chase emphasizes, you know, I think we haven't reached our peak yet. So, you know, we're playing really good. I think last night was probably our best defensive game as a team. Scoring kind of dried down in the fourth quarter, but that's easy to fix on the offensive end. But we came ready to play. You know, the effort was there defensively. So, everything's really good.
All right. Well, all the very best to the Kings on Sunday. Going to be big, very big. And one last one, Christmas Day. Have you worked out how your Christmas Day is going to work now that the Kings are playing Christmas Day night against Melbourne. How's that going to play out for you, DJ? Do you have family around you? How is your day going to pan out on Christmas?
Yeah, I'm Christian Orthodox, so I don't celebrate Christmas on everyone else's Christmas. I celebrate it 2 weeks later. So my girlfriend's actually in town, so I'm going to have to celebrate it with her. So I've got to do a bit of a shebang there. But, you know, I think we'll celebrate with the team, maybe do an early morning or lunchtime kind of Christmas lunch, and then obviously playing against United. So that's how my day will look, that's for sure.
Good man. DJ Vasiljevic, well done on your role at the moment in the King's success, and one of the hottest tickets in town. Get along to the game on Sunday. Kudos Bank Arena. Take you on the Jack Jumpers and give it to them. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, guys.
And well done last night. Great getting access to the players the morning after the game, the night before. Kings, James. Kings, Paul Smith is going to tee up for you to be out there.
Yeah, good stuff. I promise
no
violence in the crowd like producer Ben. I'll behave myself.
That's it. Ben gets a bit rowdy. Yeah. Ben's the one up in the stand with the shirt off and swinging the King singlet above his head, you know, ends up as a headband. Ben Denner at the end of the night, yeah, he does. He's got another side to him. 21 after 8, breakfast with Vossi and the Missile on the home of sport, SEN. It's 11:70 a.m. here in Sydney. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 11:70 a.m. in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.